When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammett, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. This is your first time seeing my face. I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. There's thrivers out there, y'all. So we try to thrive. We got to thrive. Today's episode is going to be about a narcissist's insecurities. How a narcissist's biggest insecurities become your problem. How a narcissist's biggest fears become your problem. They become your issue and things like that. So a lot of narcissistic people, not all, but I think people get into your heads that when I'm talking about narcissists, I'm talking about every single narcissistic person. Like, I'm speaking for every narcissist, possible toxic person in the world. I'm not, y'all. I speak in broad generalities. You know, I don't say all narcissists do things. I say some narcissists do this. Just like, you know, some narcissists project a sense of security out to the world, a huge sense of confidence out into the world. And that confidence, you know, that false confidence can be attractive to a lot of people. You're like, ooh, when I first met them, they were so confident and this, that. But later on, when I got to know them, I realized that they were the most insecure person. I realized that they were the most insecure person that I've ever met in my life, and they took it out on me. I couldn't say anything. Every time I said something small about them, it became big. They took every single thing as criticism. You know, I couldn't say anything about their weight, or they were a bodybuilder. But when I would say something about their weight or what they eat, they would go off on me. You know, because, you know, a lot of narcissistic people, the crazy thing about it is, a lot of narcissists, like, we don't see ourselves the way the world sees us. And this is me specifically as well. Cause I project this type of image, this charming image, this funny image, and things like that. But I'm like a hair trigger waiting, like a powder keg waiting to blow up, because I'm super insecure. That's why you can't criticize a narcissistic person. You can't tell them that what they're doing wrong, because those insecurities, their fears will bubble to the surface. They just will. And a lot of times they project their insecurities onto you. Their insecurities become a problem, become an issue for you. Those insecurities become an issue for everybody around them and things like that. Especially if you're like, this is just not narcissistic, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. This could be your parent. You know what I mean? This could be your child. This could actually be your sibling or your boss at work or something like that. Because if you have an insecure boss, they project all their insecurities onto an insecure narcissistic boss. Will project all of their insecurities onto their employees and things like that. You'll get the brunt end of all of that. You will. you will. You'll get the brunt end of all of their insecurities and things like that. But Lee, okay, Lee, we hear that. We know. I understand that my partner or my whatever is insecure. How do we reassure them? Yeah, you can try as hard as, like, you can, what do you call it? So you can just try to build them up and charm their pants off. And just be nice as hell to them and just try to hype them up, and it still won't be enough. And I tell this to people, and it kind of blows their minds. But you can try as hard as you want to. Sooner or later, you're going to slip up and get yelled at. Sooner or later, you're going to slip up and get the silent treatment. Because we know not all narcissists yell, y'all. And I feel like people in my comment section I posted a video yesterday, right? It was about something about narcissists coming back and hoovering and becoming obsessive with you and stuff like that. And some woman was just like, they never do this. This is categorically false. I was like, my narcissistic ex never came after me. Like, when did you see me say all of them do this? Like, check the comment section. Most people are saying the same thing, but I digress. But yeah, you can figure out the easiest way to figure out a narcissist. Like, I know what people are going to say next. Like, how do we figure out what they're insecure about? One of the easiest ways, the most efficient ways to figure out what a narcissistic person is insecure about is the mean things that they say to you. Literally. And if they say mean things to you, I know all of them are not going to say mean things to you, but like, the ones that do say mean things to you, they're projecting their insecurities onto you. They're projecting their fears onto you. So I know people, I think every single narcissistic person on the planet has cheated or cheats and things like that. Some of them don't cheat, y'all. Let's keep it realistic. Some of them don't cheat, but one of their biggest fears is being cheated on. So they're projected onto you. They'll say things like, well, you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? Who are you talking to? They'll try to isolate you away from the people they think you're attracted to. Same sex, opposite sex. They'll try to get you by yourself. You know what I mean? So the biggest fear is them abandonment issues. They think you're going to cheat on them. Like you see it. You can see it. You can tell. Them asking you, are you cheating on them constantly? Could that mean that they're cheating on you? Yeah, absolutely. And it could also be a big fear of theirs. But it could also mean they have abandonment issues and they're scared you're going to leave them. So they hammer away at you. They belittle you. They just chip away at your confidence and things like that. You know, typically narcissistic people bring you down to their insecurity level, because you can be super confident when you first meet this person. You can have the confidence and bravado of a Fortune 500 CEO, but when you meet this narcissistic person, they strip you of that over time. You know, they do. And the longer you stay in it, the more they think you're okay with it. You know, the more they think you're stripping yourself, because you don't have to be with me, right? You don't have to be with me. You can leave me at any time, but you chose to be here. You see that mindset? They'll blame you for staying with them. They'll blame you for choosing to stay with them, regardless of what they're going through, regardless of what they're putting you through, regardless of what you're. They'll blame you for staying with them. You know, their insecurities become the angry things that they, especially if they get drunk or they do some kind of illicit, you know, some kind of illegal substance, and they start spouting off sad things. You know, I'm just telling you, you figure out what they're super insecure about. If they work out every single day, but they never think they look good enough, they're still insecure about their bodies. You know what I mean? They can, oh my goodness, boy. They can have absolutely have body dysmorphia and things like that. But the way the narcissist works, like, our insecurities become your problems. The people closest to that narcissistic person get treated the worst, because you get the brunt of our insecurities. You get the brunt of our jealousy. You get the brunt of our projections and things like that. You get the brunt of our fears and things like that. You just do. And if we are super insecure about something that you possess, that you're good about, you know, if one of our insecurities is one of your strengths, oh my goodness. If you're secure about something that, if one of your strengths is something that I'm insecure about, oof, buckle up. We're going to argue. We're going to fuss. We're going to fight. We're going to be doing a lot of different things, because that's the way it's going to go, y'all. I'm just telling you, the longer you stay in these relationship dynamics, the more that narcissistic person thinks that you're okay with it. You mean, well, we just want to love them, make them feel more secure. Then buckle up, y'all. You can be as nice as you can. Hey, I know you're insecure about this, because if you tell them that they're insecure about that, they'll get mad at you. They'll rage out on you. They'll give you the silent treatment. If you try to point out a narcissist's insecurities, they'll get mad at you and rage out on you, silent treatment you. They'll do that type of stuff to you. I know it sounds silly, but they'll absolutely do that. They'll put that stuff, they'll do that type of stuff to you and mess with you. So I'm just telling people, if you're dealing with a narcissist, the person sometimes, like, yeah, they will belittle you and beat you down with the things that they are insecure about. And it's not hard to figure out what they're insecure about, because they'll keep repeating it to you. Y'all have the same arguments over and over again. Their body, their mind, their money, their career, their lifestyle, their success, you know what I mean, their celebrity status, their followers on social media. You figure out what they're insecure about, y'all, because they'll tell you about it. And they'll tell you about it if they talk junk to you about it. They'll try to bring you down to their level of insecurity. You know, sometimes a narcissistic person that's super insecure will be jealous of your confidence and hurt your feelings about it. I'm just telling y'all, it can be super insidious. You know what I mean? But anyway, y'all, how about this thing? Toronto, Canada, November the 19th, coming up soon. The link is in the description of every video and every podcast I do. Check it out. Get registered up, and I'll see you in Toronto on November the 19th. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is up. Peace.